Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
You go ahead, Sister.
Good evening, Tawana.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Dad.
Good evening.
Alrighty, everyone's a little slow this evening. I'm going to give Sean one more minute. If not, I'll go ahead and play First Chronicles
21.
Yeah, 21. Yeah.
Sean, not on yet?
No, not yet. I'm going to go ahead and get us started so that we wrap it up. All right. I'll go ahead and get us started. And then hopefully everyone else will join and then we can start the call.
Okay. I got it up.
I'll go ahead and do it. Thank you, Auntie. All right, the First Chronicle 21, the title of that section is David's Costly Census, a lesson in trust in divine providence. First Chronicles 21 is a profound narrative of David's disobedience, divine punishment, repentance, and ultimately God's mercy. It underscores that actions have consequences, yet also underscores God's boundless mercy when we genuinely repent. The chapter implores us to trust God's providence above our understanding and wisdom. Okay.
Yep.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening, Beryl Sean.
Good evening.
Did you want to play the Chronicles? Do you want me to play it for you?
He's cutting it on now.
We can't hear it.
Stood up against Israel and provoked Jesus to remember.
Got it.
Number
one of y'all phones needs to
be turned down. I bring this that I may know. And Joab answered, "The Lord makes people 100 times so many more as they be. But my lord the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then doth my lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel?" Nevertheless, his word prevailed against Joab. Wherefore Joab departed, and went throughout all Israel, and came to Jerusalem. And Joab gave the sum of the number of the people unto David, and all they of Israel were 1,000,000, and 100,000 men that drew sword. And Judah was 70,000 men that drew sword. But Levi and Benjamin counted he not among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. And God was displeased with this thing. Therefore he smote Israel. And David said unto God, "I have sinned greatly, because I have done this thing. But now, I beseech thee, do away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly." And the Lord spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying, "Go and tell David, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee 3 things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee." So Gad came to David, and said unto him, "Thus saith the Lord, choose thee either 3 years' famine, or 3 months to be destroyed before thy foes, while that the sword of thine enemies overtaketh thee, or else 3 days, the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the coasts of Israel. Now therefore, advise thyself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me." And David said unto Gad, "I am in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, for very great are his mercies. But let me not fall into the hand of man." So the Lord sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. And God sent an angel unto Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, the Lord beheld, and he repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, "It is enough, stay now thine hand." And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted up his eyes, and saw the angel of the Lord stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders of Israel, who were clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. And David said unto God, "Is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is that have sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, O Lord my God, be on me, and on my father's house, but not on my people, that they should be plagued." Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David, that David should go up and set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David went up at the saying of Gad, which he spake in the name of the Lord. And Ornan turned back, and saw the angel, and his 4 sons with him hid themselves. And Ornan was threshing wheat. And as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David, and went out of the threshing floor, and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, "Grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people." And Ornan said unto David, "Take it to thee, and let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. Lo, I give thee the oxen also for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meat offering. I give it all." And King David said to Ornan, "Nay, but I will verily buy it for the full price, for I will not take that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost." So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called upon the Lord. And he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. And the Lord commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into the sheath thereof. At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. for the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering, were at that season in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid because of the sword of the angel of the Lord. 1 Chronicles 22. Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord."
Amen.
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 And thank you for playing 1 Chronicles 21 for us, Sister Vera. I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. And we'll go ahead and get started. I have Mother May, Deacon Lowe, Sister Tawana, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, and Sister Beryl, and myself, Angela. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Right. So welcome to the Netherlands Family and Friends Weekly Prayer Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise His holy name. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go ahead and jump right on into our program. We have the opening prayer being led by Sister Shirley.
Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening with hearts of thanksgiving. We thank you that you have allowed us to come together another week to share your holy word. We thank you for your promises. In your word, you promised to never leave us or forsake us. And right now, Lord, we thank you for being a faithful and just God. As we gather this evening, we need your Holy Spirit to guide us through this worship hour. Bless each home that is represented on this prayer line. Bless our communities and mankind throughout the nation and this world. Keep us, Lord, and teach us to be a blessing to others as you have blessed us. Heal our land, dear Lord, and bring our families and friends back into your fold. We ask all these blessings in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you for that lovely prayer, Sister Shirley. I think I'm going to do some Christmas music as our worship song this evening. We're going to start off with Luther Vandross and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Power on, pairing, connected.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our trust will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. That are dear to us.
Time that we cite Bible verses or we have some teaching or sharing. If not, just say pass. So I'd like to start off with Mother Verner.
Okay, I'm coming out of Second Chronicles 11-22. If my people, 2 Chronicles 7 shows a contrast between the embroidered and the simple. It describes a massive celebration to dedicate the Jerusalem temple. King Solomon and all of Israel spent weeks in worshiping and praising, singing on the impressive display of this allegiance to God that included prayer concerning the festival. God responded to Solomon, however, with simple but sober advice. God told Solomon that after the dedication, when the celebration was only a member, and when God's people had forgotten him and faced judgment, they would only need to turn from their wickedness and call upon him. He would not require impressive acts of cooperation, praise. His people would simply need to be humble, proven, prayerfully, and obedient to his will and way. Then he would hear them, forgive them sin, and again make them a prosperous and blessed community. Such a solution is still our best course of action today. We live in a technologically advanced, complex, and competitive world. Many of us lose time, health, and peace trying to keep up with life race. Sometimes we stop to the street of trying and fail to find reasonable solutions to difficult problems. We would do well in such time we return to our ancestors' practice of prayer. Having endured the horror of slavery and brutal reaction, they had a simple faith that proclaimed, upon above my head, I see glory in the air. There must be a God somewhere. We must cultivate that same kind of faith and enable us to wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart and wait for the Lord. Take time each day to pause in the midst of life's pressure to look to the Lord. Look prayerfully, humbly, and obedient to Christ, who brings prosperity and peace when the storm of life are raging. When we do so as an individual and as a Christian community, then we can cut through life's complexion and find peace and direction, and that the world cannot offer, although we still won't know what tomorrow holds. We will know who holds tomorrow. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Mother. All righty. Next I have, thank you, Mother, for that. We have a section of Chronicles. Next I have Hubert, Deacon Lowe.
I'll be coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 15 through 22. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, said. In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust in your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, no, we will flee on horses. Therefore, you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses. Therefore, your pursuers will be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five, you will flee. You will all flee away till you are left like a flagstaff on a mountaintop, like a banner on a hill. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice, blessed of all who wait for him. O people of Zion, who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Then you will defile your idols overlaid with silver and your image covered with gold. You will throw them away like a mistress cloth and say to them, away with you. Amen.
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 Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 through 22.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon, for that.
Amen.
We did have another caller join us. Good evening, Auntie Marie.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening. That's it. All right. Next, I have Sister Tawana. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
I pass.
Okay, Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 1. God blesses those people who refuse evil advice and won't follow sinners or join in sneering at God. Instead, the law of the Lord makes them happy, and they think about it day and night. They are like trees growing beside a stream. Trees that produce fruit in season and always have leaves. These people succeed in everything they do. That isn't true of those who are evil, because they are like straw blown by the wind. Sinners won't have an excuse on the day of judgment, and they won't have a place with the people of God. The Lord protects everyone who follows him, but the wicked follow a road that leads to ruin. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 1, Sister Shirley. Next, we have Auntie Dodd.
Yes, I'm coming out of Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 28. From that time, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he might go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hand of the elders, the chief priest, teacher of the law, and that he may be killed, and on the third day he raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said. "This shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concern of God, but mercy and human concern." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whosoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me. But whoever wants to save their life will lose it. For whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will we be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their souls? What can anyone give in exchange for their souls? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angel, and then he will reward each person according to what they had done. Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in the kingdom." Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Matthew, Auntie Dodd. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of John, John chapter 15. It says, "I am the true wine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If the man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord does. but I call you friend. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I chose you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hated me, you know that if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I have said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have prosecuted me, they will also prosecute you. If they have kept my sin, they will keep yours also. But all these things will do they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now that they have no coat for their sin. He that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the work which I have done, other men did, they had not had sin, but now have they both sinned and hate both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me because without a cause. But when the comfort is come, when I will send you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye has been with me from the beginning. Amen, amen.
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 Auntie Betty, can you remind me where you read from?
I read the whole chapter 15, John chapter 15. It got so good, I couldn't stop.
That's all right.
Amen.
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 All righty. Next we have, thank you so much, Auntie Betty, for that reading. Next we have Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
I pass.
Okay, and then Sister Barrow, any good news?
I pass.
Okay, all righty. Well, that concludes our first round. That leads us to our pick and shut-in. Do we have anyone we need to add or remove from the pick and shut-in list? I know Auntie Carrie is under the weather today, but she is already on our list. At the Cato family.
Yes.
All righty. We just bow our heads for the prayer. Father God, we lift up those, including our immediate family and friends that we will list shortly, who are facing illness today or just going through some struggles in life, Father God, that maybe we do not know, and maybe they're sharing it. Maybe they're praying to you for deliverance, but Father God, we just want you to lift them up in prayer. We on our list, we have Tanja Richardson, John Rayson, Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Kelvion Pickney, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellum, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Derek, Kiera, Malachi, Tawana,
Auntie Carrie and Uncle Willie Cody, Travis, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian and Nafia, Traymar, Nasir and Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe's family, including Lily Lowe and family, Marianne Lowe, Mary Lowe, Huber Lowe, the family of Auntie Janet Williams, Eric, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins, William Flowers and the Patton family, Jackie, Auntie Martha, the Moore family, the Cato family, Kenneth Jacob, Jayla Miller, and Pastor Austin. Almighty God, we just thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We pray that our discomfort will turn to comfort and our pains to gain, our deprivation to more blessings, our losses to process, our tears to smiles, our sorrows to pleasures, our illness to wellness, and our debt to credit, and our dreams to reality. Father God, as the scripture says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit, and he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So we trust in you, O Lord, and in you alone to heal us with any form of skepticism towards blessings that you will be employed upon, that you will employ upon us. We trust you, Lord, that this agony and suffering that is only in our head will come to an end, and positivism will shine upon us as we read, we hear, we study, and we preach the truth in the Bible. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Amen. Alrighty. Now it's time to acknowledge birthdays, and we may have missed a few last week, I believe. Let's see, what's the third? I do December 3rd through the 15th. So let me see what I have on my list. This week, let's see. We had Malachi on 12/4.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, Malachi. We had, I don't know if it's Tanya or Tasia on 12/7. We have on today, Malayan. Okay, that's right, Malaya. On 12/11, we have Micah. I believe that's the beautiful boy. Go back to man again. We have Isaac. All right. On 12/12, we have Candace Lappy and my baby Brian will be 40. I can't believe that. And then on the 13th, we have Napoleon. Then going back on the 12th again, I have Teresa, Ms. Gentle Bonner's daughter, on the 12th again. Okay. I think that's all that I have. That's not... Okay. All right, one more day, the 16th. And we also have Paul, Mr. Gentle, fun. Okay, wow, that was quite a bit. Let me recap. We have Ryan Tompkins, Candice Flappy. We have Napoleon. We have Carl. We have Teresa. We have Mackay. We have Malaysia. We have Tanasia, Tanisha, one of them. And we have Isaac. I see Alexis. I think that's it. Wow, who's my lucky person to sing tonight? It was actually scary. Alrighty, I'm gonna go with Mother May.
Thank you, Omar.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all of you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Mother. All right, we're going to move right along to our round table where, before we do, you both have me first. All right, we're going back to our round table where each of you have an opportunity to do a testimony, a poem or song, or a praise report, or you can come back to another verse if you like. We're going to start it off with Deacon Lowe.
Come out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 32, verse 1 through 8. The kingdom of righteousness. See, a king will reign in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. Each man will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert, and the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the rash will know and understand, and the stammering tongue will be fluent and clear. No longer will the foot be called noble, nor the scoundrel highly respected. For the fool speaks folly. His mind is busy with evil. He practices ungodliness and spread error concerning the Lord. The hungry he leaves empty, and from the thirst he withholds water. The scoundrel methods are wicked. He makes up evil schemes to destroy the poor with lies, even when the plea of the needy is just. But a noble man makes noble plans, and by noble deeds he stands. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Isaiah 32. Speak of low. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any additional news you'd like to share with us this evening?
I pass.
All righty. Sister Tawana?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Dot?
I pass.
All righty. Sister Beryl?
I pass.
All righty. Okay. Auntie Betty?
I pass.
All right, is that kind of nice? All right, Auntie Marie?
I pass.
All right. All right. Mother Varner?
Oh, I'm going to read. Coming up.
Psalm 47. Clap your hand, all ye nations. Shout to God with cry of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, and great King over all the earth. He subdued nation under us, people under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. Amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Well, everybody has. I think I went through the whole list. I'm just going to say something that was profound in church today that I thought I'd leave with each of you guys. God asked Solomon, what is it that he wanted? He was going to give him anything that he wanted. And instead of him asking for all the riches of the world and all the material things in the world, he asked God for wisdom. So I pose that question to each of you. If God came to you today and asked you, what is it that you want, what would that be? I'm not asking you to say that on the line tonight, just to think about it. What would be the item that you would ask God to bless you with? Amen?
Amen.
All righty. Okay. Just a couple of things I want to talk about over the next few weeks. I want to kind of get that in now instead of last minute. We have Christmas Eve on the 24th, and we have New Year's Eve on the 31st. Do we want to have a call on those Sundays?
No.
Anybody?
No.
No.
Everybody knows? Okay, awesome.
No.
So we go ahead and make sure we do that. Okay, so then next Sunday, I have my scheduled book club meeting, so Mom and Hubert would leave the call. I want to kind of let you guys know. So I'm going to say Merry Christmas to everybody in case I'm not able to join the call next week. And I hope that you guys have a wonderful Christmas with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Merry
Christmas.
Same
to you all. Same to
Amen.
You. Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Yeah, next week.
Well, this is the 17th. It's the 17th. The week after is the 24th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for next week, who would we volunteer for playing or reading the First Chronicle 22?
I'll play it.
Okay, so Sister Tawana.
Hello?
I got it.
Is that
Sister Tawana? Oh, Lord.
No. Auntie died.
Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer?
I could do it.
Was that Sister Shirley?
No,
that's
no,
Bella.
Oh, Sister Bella, okay. Sorry. Bella. And the sick and shut in, I'll leave that for Deacon Lowe. Closing prayer, Mother, you could do that again.
Okay.
Unless I have a volunteer for the closing prayer next week.
Auntie Betty.
Okay, Auntie Betty, awesome. Thank you. Like I said, if I can join on my way home, I will, but I just will be a listener. Auntie Betty. All righty. Our last worship song is This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. And then after that, we will have Mother Varner lead us in a closing prayer.
I'm the one with the operator here. Oh, well, maybe one needs to listen to it. Oh, Lord. It won't play. Okay, let me try one more thing. Try a different version of one. The one by Chris Brown. Give me a second.
Hang on, Mr. Toe. I'm gonna get to know better. This Christmas ends as we trim the tree. How much fun will be together?
Amen.
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 Miles, is there anything else anyone would like to share before we ask to close out the closing prayer? Right, silence me, nothing. Go for it, Mother May.
Let us bow our head. Heavenly Father, we call on you in the midst of our hurt and our pain. Help us always to remember that you are the great physician who heals us in our body and in our soul. May we rely on you for our strength and our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Right. Again, thank you all for attending, and we will be together again next week. Hopefully I get a chance to join towards the end. And you all have a wonderful week, and love you.
Love you.
Love
you all, too. Bye-bye.
Have a blessed week.
Good night.
You too.
Good night.
Oh, I know what I meant to talk about next year. I meant to talk about next year. Like everybody's still there. I think we have. Oh, we done lost our internet. That's why. 12. 10. Yeah, we lost our internet. That's why everything was acting up. Because it doesn't look like nobody hung up.
Nobody hung up.
It doesn't look like anyone hung up, but I'm sure they did. Mm-hmm. People from work start texting me every time I'm on this thing. Get on my nerves. Now my throat's getting nice. I think people going in and out the door.
Huh?
We're going to start going out the front door, dude.
Y'all I'm just saying, dude.
I'm getting a sore throat.
Where's my phone?